round commutation hearing for Keith Harrison, ADC numbers 40759. Mr. Harrison is serving, looks like 12 counts of armed robbery. And each of the counts are running consecutively. Some of them are running consecutive to other charges. So he has approximately, if these numbers are right that I added up, approximately 126 years of armed robberies that he is serving as a result of his crime that he committed. According to his commutation package, he is asking for time served. If he received time served, then he would be released from prison, but he's asking for time served on each of those charges. He do have a detainer notification by the U.S. District Court, Phoenix, for federal probation. He has been before this board before. In 95, he had a special hearing, was not recommended to the governor. 99, he had a parole hearing that was denied, moved to the next consecutive sentence. He did. And 2000, came before this board, he was granted a 412B to his next consecutive sentence. Then in 2012, he was granted a parole to his next consecutive sentence. He says that he has now served, according to his commutation, when he states that he has now served 31 years in prison. The last time he went before the parole board, they spoke about absolute discharge. However, there was no release package prepared, so he was told because of that fact he couldn't be released with the knowledge of, no knowledge of his life plan. Says he believes he's served enough time and he's missed out on his children's life as well as his family life and his grandchildren's life. This is an incident that occurred between July 31st, 1986 and September of 1986. Mr. Harrison and his co-defendant committed a series of armed robberies at motels in the Phoenix area. Mr. Harrison and the co-defendant would enter the hotel rooms at gunpoint, demand money from the occupants. They took credit cards, jewelry, and a watch, an airline ticket, keys, wallet, purses, briefcase, and identification. During one of the incidents, Mr. Harrison ordered the victim to his knees. In another incident, Mr. Harrison hard-tied a victim. To another incident, the victim was ordered to lie face down. Harrison also threatened to cut one of the victim's throat. Harrison and the co-defendant were identified through photographs, fingerprints. A jury found Mr. Harrison guilty of all of the counts that he has been convicted of. It should also be noted that on one of these charges that they actually had children in the room when they went into the room and robbed the victims. He does have several letters of support in support of him. There was a letter from the county attorney's office that was in objection to him. After he was found guilty, he actually was convicted of 12 counts of armed robbery he was convicted of. However, if he would have received the 18 years for the 12 counts he was convicted of, he would have received 216 years. The 18 years, instead of the 216 years, he was only, he's only been filed with 7 counts of the armed robbery, which gives him 126 years. Based on all of the robberies and the amount of robberies that he actually committed, with some of them running consecutive and some of them running concurrent, I do not feel that his sentence was excessive based on the crime, the number of the victims, and the families that were inflicted the injury upon on during the course of all of these robberies. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. He did appeal his case to the Arizona Court of Appeals. They were granted a review. However, he was denied any relief.
Agree with you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, therefore, I make a motion to not pass to phase two, Mr. Keith Harrison.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.